from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Human rights activists detained by Turkey. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. This is Amnesty International's Turkish researcher Andrew Gardner, who says Turkey will be disgraced in the eyes of the world.
Proper procedure is going to be followed, then these people will be released immediately. But what we've seen countless occasions, unfortunately, in these type of cases, is that people have been put in pretrial prison custody. That can't be allowed to happen.
He also said this kind of case, well, it just hasn't happened before.
This is an unprecedented threat. It's never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in our entire history. It's no exaggeration to say that Amnesty International in Turkey, and in fact the whole of the human rights movement here in Turkey, faces an existential threat.
The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend a state of emergency by 3 months, nearly a year after it was implemented in the wake of a failed coup attempt. A statement from Prime Minister Yildirim's office earlier Monday had asked parliament to extend the state of emergency, which was due to expire on Wednesday. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis.
The country is actually quite divided. It's unfortunate because people from across the political spectrum came together to oppose the military coup. It initially seemed like a triumph for democracy, but unfortunately Erdogan took advantage of the emergency and began to round up dissidents.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Cameroon's Ministry of Defense said on Monday that 34 soldiers are missing after their ship capsized off of Cameroon during a supply mission to the Bekasi Peninsula. 3 soldiers out of the crew of 37 were rescued after the vessel Le Mundemba capsized Sunday around 6 a.m. local time off the coast of Dibunsha. The circumstances of this incident have not been determined, according to a press release from the ministry. Search and rescue missions were deployed immediately after authorities lost contact with the vessel, and the search for survivors was ongoing on Monday, according to the release. At least 22 people were killed when a 2-story residential building in China's eastern Jiangsu province, northwest of Shanghai, caught fire. 3 others were injured. The building was used as a dormitory for restaurant workers. Police said they had arrested an arson suspect. The European Union and Britain have begun the first substantive round of negotiations on their separation, with both sides saying it is time to proceed quickly. Speaking to reporters on Monday at the European Commission's Berlaymont headquarters, Britain's Secretary of State for Exiting the European Union, David Davis, said at the start of a 4-day session on the divorce proceedings, "It is incredibly important we now make good progress." Now, Michel Barnier is the chief negotiator for the EU.
I look forward to our negotiations this week. We'll now delve into the heart of the matter. We need to examine and compare our respective positions in order to make good progress.
EU envoys said they would brief the media on Thursday. At a 1-day session in June, both sides agreed on a broad timetable for the talks. Thousands of people rallied in Warsaw to oppose the Polish government's controversial new court reforms, which opponents see as a threat to judicial independence. The law gives lawmakers a dominant role in appointing judges, a move that opposition parties and rights groups said would make jurors subject to political influence. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. That's voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.